It's Saturday morning and 4-H is on the air. We're in Dunn County today, and our program is sponsored by Dunn Energy Cooperative and Eau Claire Energy Cooperative. I get to visit with some Missouri Valley 4-H'ers. First up, I've got Helen Bullard. You're part of a smaller club, and being a smaller club, there ends up being some challenges. So First of all, let's talk a little bit about the size of the club.
So right now, a lot of the people that were around my age, so I'm 19, this is my last year in 4-H. A lot of the other girls that were my age and the guys that were my age are leaving the club to go to college. And so we lost about, 10 people. And so it's a lot smaller, and I'm the only officer that we have this year, so I get to sign all the important papers and things. But it's really fun because I get to be a mentor to all the younger kids that are going to start coming up.
So with the loss of 10 members that really had a lot to do with 4-H, do you have younger members coming in that are going to be able to take those places, though?
Yes, we do. We have a lot of, really little, like, clover buds that are starting to come up because their parents were in our club or something like that. So it's kind of fun.
And with the loss of so many of the older youth in the smaller club, are you seeing any of the challenges of getting together and accomplishing those community service events that you like to do?
Definitely. Since the kids are so much younger, it's a lot harder to find activities that they can be a part of as well. So we're just kind of starting to navigate that and trying to figure out how this new era of our 4-H club is going to develop.
So you mentioned that you're 19 years old and you are going to CVTC right now.
Yes.
What's the major?
Medical lab technology. Yeah.
So you know all those medical terms then?
Somewhat, yes.
So whatever made you decide to go into the medical field?
Well, my grandma has been a really great inspiration to me. She was a medical lab technologist back when she was my age, and now she's managing our family farm.
Well, and you mentioned family farm. Do you have chores and stuff that you do on the family farm?
Yes, right now I'm the executive assistant, so I help with all the housework and stuff. My grandparents are remodeling their house, so I'm kind of helping them move out of half of their house, and I help with bookwork and stuff like that.
Well, sounds like you're staying busy between school and helping out.
Yeah.
Does that leave you any time to do some fair projects?
Yes, I in my spare time, I really love to do a lot of sewing. That's my main project that I've been really into since I was really little. I think I started sewing when I was about 10, and I've never stopped. I just love it so much.
So whatever sparked your interest in doing the sewing project?
Well, actually, my mom taught me how to sew when I was a clover bud, and I just really caught on, and I just loved it so much. And then during COVID, I started making the face masks for my family, and I have 4 younger siblings. So there was a lot of mask making, and I got a lot of practice that way.
And you mentioned COVID, and COVID kind of changed what you showed at the fair, too. Because before COVID, what did you show?
Before COVID, I showed a lot of dairy cattle from my grandparents' farm. So I showed mostly calves and a couple yearlings. But since then, it's kind of changed the way that the cattle project has worked. And so a lot of our club has stopped showing cattle. We used to be the biggest club for that kind of stuff. And now since then, we're one of the smaller clubs with only a couple animals going to the fair.
But you were still able to take some projects to the fair, and you mentioned sewing. Do you ever do face-to-face judging with the judge, and they can tell you about your sewing project?
Yes, I definitely prefer to do it that way, because I think getting their feedback and opinions on my work is really important to me growing as a seamstress and everything like that. So I definitely prefer to do that. And when I can't, I make sure I have a proxy there to hear all their comments and so I can grow from that.
So do you ever take any other projects to the fair?
Yes, I also do a lot of baking. And this year I was experimenting with some higher level, higher difficulty baked goods. I tried my hand at bread for the first time, which is as difficult or more difficult than it looks. And also I tried angel food cake, which was a challenge as well.
Does your family ever complain about when you cook for them?
Yeah, they like to complain that they don't have enough brownies in the house usually. They always want more, really.
Well, you know, we all have goals and they have expectations. Apparently you're doing a great job with that. And good luck in the future with school.
Thank you.
And that was Helen Bullard. Up next, I've got Johnny Bullard. Now, he is a little bit shorter than his sister, so I know that he hasn't been in 4-H nearly as long. You told me you were going to tell me about some community service projects that you guys do. So what goes on?
I help at the food pantry over in Durand, and we basically give people food that live around in the area, and then they can go home and like make meals and not have to buy food.
Do you do this like once a week, once a month, how often?
I mean, once a month, basically, because I went only there like twice, but it was still really fun.
And I hear you do some other kind of community service project. Ice bowling? What's that all about?
Okay, so ice bowling is a really fun thing that our club was doing. Basically, we're raising money for the Tony Sins Memorial. We would buy hot dogs and stuff. It was really fun.
So, were you the cook?
I'm not that good at cooking, but it was still yummy.
So, you were the taste tester, made sure it was safe for everybody else.
Yeah, you could say that.
Do you do any other community service projects?
Yeah, we do roadside cleanup where we go in the ditches and we, like, clean up all the trash that people throw out the cars and stuff.
Do you ever have a contest to see who finds the weirdest thing or the biggest thing?
You know, we should probably do that because we could probably find some pretty weird things.
Well, next time, right?
Yeah.
And you like to take stuff to the fair.
Yes.
Tell me, what's your favorite thing to take to the fair?
Well, my favorite thing to take to the fair is probably Legos because I really like building things out of toys because that's kind of me.
What is the biggest thing you've ever built and taken to the fair?
Actually, it was the last Lego set that I took to the fair. It was a model of a Jaws scene of a kid getting eaten by a shark.
Ooh, that's kind of gory.
Yeah, I tried not to make it that bad.
So this Jaws scene, are you judged face to face?
Yeah, I mean, I like being judged face to face because I get people that do Legos more than I do, like, feedback on, like, better techniques. And I think I've improved a lot more since, like, people have told me, like, better things to do.
Have you started building already for the next fair?
Oh, not yet. I mean, I have probably going to do another scene from a different movie, but it hasn't came to me yet.
That'll be in the works.
Yep.
Do you take other things to the fair?
I take cooking. So, like, I bake things and take it. I sew things for the fair.
Do you bake as good as your sister?
Oh, no, not even close.
But she said that she's taught you a lot of her sewing techniques. Does that help a lot when you're making things, deciding what you're going to sew?
Yeah, because usually I, like, have an idea of what to sew, and I usually don't, like, look into it and see how hard it is. And then my sister's there to help me out and be like, hey, maybe we should take a step down. It's probably easier if we do a little bit easier steps.
And that was Johnny Bullard, part of the Missouri Valley 4-H Club in Dunn County. And that's our 4-H on the Air program for this Saturday morning, sponsored by Dunn Energy Cooperative and Eau Claire Energy Cooperative. I'm Jill Welke.